Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, January 22nd, 2025. The Maine Department of Agriculture, Conservation and Forestry's Bureau of Parks and Lands has released visitor numbers and trends for Maine State Parks in 2024. They report that the state parks welcomed 3.12 million visitors, marking the third time in 4 years that visitation surpassed 3 million. And reservations will soon open for Maine State Park campgrounds for this year. On February 3rd, starting at 9 a.m., the state will start accepting reservations for Lily Bay State Park and Sebago Lake State Park campgrounds. If there is snow that closes down the state on February 3rd, the storm day will be February 4th. And then on February 6th at 9 a.m., reservations will be open for all of the parks except for Aroostook and Cobscook Bay, where reservations are temporarily delayed, they say, due to major improvement projects. But for the other campgrounds, other than those two and the ones that opened earlier, Lily Bay and Sebago Lake State Park, they will start accepting reservations for all of the others on February 6th at 9 a.m. with a storm date of February 7th if state offices are closed on February 6th. For more information, including maps, fees, and amenities, go to campwithme.com. So me being a play on Maine, campwithme.com. Speaking of camp, the Maine Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife has just opened a lottery for spots at their week-long overnight camp for kids in July. Quote, Camp Northwoods is a week-long overnight camp for kids ages 10 to 14, filled with hands-on experiences in shooting, archery, map and compass, outdoor survival, canoe and kayak, boating and ATV safety, fishing, fly casting, and more. Instruction and mentorship is provided by Maine Department of Inland Fishery and Wildlife game wardens, biologists, and educators, as well as the amazing UMaine 4-H Camp and Learning Center at Bryan Pond staff. Camp Northwoods is an incredibly popular program with limited capacity, so 96 campers, 48 girls and 48 boys, will be selected for attendance through a chance lottery, end quote. The camp week will be July 27th to August 1st. The lottery is open now with an entry fee of $10. The deadline is Saturday, March 1st at 11:59 p.m., and the drawing will be held on March 15th. You can find out if your camper is eligible and apply at mefishwildlife.com/campnorthwoods. Again, that's mefishwildlife.com/campnorthwoods. The League of Women Voters Down East chapter is hosting a post-election community event in Ellsworth tomorrow evening called Making Democracy Work, No Quitting Now. Meredith Sumter, president and CEO of FairVote, will be the featured speaker. FairVote is a nonpartisan organization working for better elections for all. They research and advance voting reforms that make democracy more functional and representative for every American, with a focus on ranked choice voting and the Fair Representation Act. There will also be a discussion of the League of Women Voters legislative agenda, including a state voting rights act, ranked choice voting, and clean elections. The second half of the meeting will be an interactive discussion on how to get involved and take action. They invite you to join them tomorrow, Thursday evening, from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. in person at the Moore Community Center in Ellsworth or via Zoom. You can find more information and get the Zoom link at lwvme.org. That's League of Women Voters of Maine, so lwvme.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. Try to stay warm. I'll see you tomorrow.